Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, do you know that we have this incredible gem out in Seneca Falls, the National Women's Hall of Fame?
I've been there.
And so they're trying to move into a much larger building.
Yeah, it's a small little place.
Oh, you go in and it's a storefront.
Yeah, which I passed it two times. I had to stop and ask somebody.
Exactly. And there's, you know, there is the site that is run by the National Park Service. But this National Women's Hall of Fame, which is a private nonprofit, when we moved here 15 years ago, I'll never forget, my husband said, we have to go to this induction ceremony. And I got a chance to meet Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the living legends who attend. Mm-hmm. And as well as those stories from the 1800s, like I had never heard of the first woman doctor, Mary Blackwell, who went to school at Hobart William Smith and got her medical degree. She's, you know, known as the first woman doctor. So they have these, you know, great stories from history. And then you go there and the living legends are there and accept. So I guess it was 2 years ago. It's every, you know, biennial. Yeah. I took my mom and my daughter, and we sat with Ginny Ryan's mom because she's always the host.
Oh, really?
And we had the best time listening to the stories. And it's always, it gives me joy to hear great women who've done great things in the world. This year, Temple Grandin is being inducted, I believe. And someone I know, a young woman, Amy Mullins, who is a Paralympic champion, has no legs. She's a model, an inspirational speaker. And she's probably in her either late 30s or early 40s. Mm-hmm. And she's being inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame.
I knew one person from there, Blanche Scott, the woman pilot. I met her when she was unfortunately dying in the hospital. She shared a room with my grandmother, and I spent about 3 weeks just talking to her almost every day. It was really an interesting.
Yeah, last time I got to meet, once I met Lily Ledbetter from the Equal Pay Act, and Bernice King, who was there to accept for her mother. I can't tell you what a beautiful day it is. It's out at the chiropractic college, plenty of parking.
That's good.
It's big, huge space. And you will go and be amazed and
inspired.
You honestly feel honored to be there. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all should know about it, men and women alike. Mm-hmm. And we need to contribute. And it's right in our backyard. Like, history is right here. Yeah. So I'm going.
All right.
You want to come?
Sure.
Okay, good. Okay.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.